This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
It struck me what Tim Kawakami said in our interview that we had at the top of the hour when I asked him about, you know, Kuminga and can they pay him? What will they pay him? And he used the TH. He was talking about 30s, like 30 to 35 million, he was saying, as, you know, the amount of money that maybe they would offer and that maybe he would accept. Felt to me like a little bit more of a higher price than what we've heard from outside the market.
Right. Although, to be honest with you, who would I trust outside the market or Tim Kawakami? I would trust him.
Yeah.
But I also think there's some intricacies to this one that aren't actually about, hey, what do you think Jonathan's worth? It's actually not about that. It's about leverage. It's about who else is going to offer him anything. It's about who else can offer him anything. So then there's that balance of the Warriors have all the power, but you're also not looking to tick off your you know, your young star, your young up-and-coming player. So I don't know. But yeah, like this trade deadline going by with Jonathan still on the roster and the fact that they weren't willing to put him in any deals that didn't include Durant, and the fact that, yes, I had heard, if you want to go back a month when the Warriors were involved in Butler conversations, I had heard that it was going to be Kuminga and Wiggins, at least at that moment. And I was like, damn, that feels steep. And the Warriors played it the way they played it. I don't think they were just playing a waiting game because they actually pivoted to Durant. But when it came back to them and Jimmy and the Heat had devolved even further, I mean, again, I didn't love that. I got my questions about the deal, but from that standpoint, I'll give the Warriors credit. Like, they came all the way down to the end, and there's no doubt that they got Jimmy for less than what he would have cost if they had done it a few weeks earlier.
Fair, and I do love the piece that you shared from our good friend of the program, Ramona Shelburne, and I think Brian Windhorst or Shams, they all were in on it.
And yeah, it was Wendy and Ramona's an amazing feature
article. It was great, and I recommend you all go to ESPN and spend the 15 minutes that it takes to go through the timeline of it all and a nice correlation to the poker party that the Warriors had how basically the Suns and the Warriors and the Heat were all playing a three-way poker game with Washington kind of as a shoulder organization looking to maybe get a piece of it. And when it all came down, it was Miami and Golden State who kind of cut Phoenix out of it.
Yeah.
And they went straight to each other. And so just a fascinating timeline, a very good report, well-sourced. And it kind of walked us through what we all were saying on the air. We were saying it based on reports, and they actually have the sourced material that kind of lines up with what we all were saying.
No doubt. The Suns ran into two brick walls. I mean, like, this is how quickly summarize this. They ran into two separate brick walls. One of them was Bradley Beal's contract, which has its own two sort of spider legs. One of them being Bradley's like, not waving the no trade clause. Not waving it. Like, I only want to go where I want to go. Now, he did have some teams that he would join, and those teams were like, either we don't want Bradley, or we'll take Bradley if he then gives the no trade clause up
right
from his contract. And he's like, that's going to be a no from me, dog. And so that's it.
Is it only he and LeBron? Are they the only two?
I think so.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Is that right, Grandy? Yeah, that's it. It's which is so random. It's like LeBron and Bradley Beal.
Well,
it's like, you know, the biggest name of the last 15 years and then the 31st.
Right.
Like, it's just an odd, but he got it. So he got it.
And when you get it, that's one of those things you keep.
You keep it.
Like when you're on one of those reality shows with eliminations and you get one of those idols where you can't be voted off that week, you will keep that.
That's like playing Monopoly and having four get out of jail free cards in front of you.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so
you keep it.
That's number one. And then the second thing was then let's pivot to Durant, which they kind of did by gritting their teeth. But okay, we got to make a move. Let's move Durant. And that got all the way, as you've all heard, almost down to the finish line. And the second brick wall they ran into was Durant was like, nah, I'm good. No, I don't want that. Now, you still could have done it, but the Warriors did not want to acquire a disgruntled Durant. And Tim slipped this in real quick. This is one thing you all should know if you don't know. You want to talk about juice, like the high-powered stuff. These Durant negotiations got inside the five-yard line, so who calls who?
Steph calls KD.
Steph and Kevin. Steph and Kevin talk this out.
Yeah.
And it's interesting. Kevin did not say, hell no, dude. I don't want to go to the Warriors.
Yeah, it was a soft no.
It was a soft no.
I like a soft no.
But he also said, not now.
Right.
Now's not the time. And that's not to say, like, oh, I'd love to in July.
I'm in the middle of a movie. Can you call me in 90 minutes?
Hey, dude, I do kind of feel it's like when you tell a good friend that you're going to try to stop by their party.
Yeah.
Like, I can't come now, but I'd try to stop by in about 2 hours. You're not coming.
You're not coming.
You're not coming. Right. And Kevin, I don't think, is coming. But it wasn't like middle finger birds, like, I hate your organization. Don't call me ever again. It wasn't like that.
It's a soft no.
But it was a soft no, and the Warriors didn't want to take it any further. So the Suns, who were the central figure of the trade deadline, did nothing because they ran into brick walls everywhere.
Well, they couldn't do anything. KD wouldn't go to Golden State, at least now, and Bradley Beal wouldn't go anywhere, and you're not trading Booker. So if you're Phoenix, your three pieces that you might think about moving, one you don't want to move, one refused to be moved, and the other one gave the one team who might have wanted him a soft no. So Phoenix is out. And so Golden State sees it, and they go right back to Miami and say, all right, now let's really roll up our sleeves and think about this Jimmy Butler thing. And the beauty of all this is Andrew Wiggins, because Miami sees a player who is plug and play, not yet 30, a couple weeks he will be, but a guy who can fit in any style, in any scheme, and doesn't make a ton of money. So Miami's like, all right, let's make Wiggins the centerpiece. Let's talk.
That Celtics game that we just talked about is in Miami, and Andrew will be making his Heat debut.
I love it. I can't wait to watch it.
His Heat debut tonight in a game that starts in 45 minutes.
Yep.
45 minutes. Wiggins, as a member of the Heat, actually happens. So anyway, it leads us all to this, and two things I want to get at. Number one, did you hear what Tim Kawakami said? The tone of Steph's voice. I've not listened to the show yet. I will, but I'm going to take from what Tim said that what he means by that is Steph loves the Warriors, trusts the Warriors, respects the Warriors, but there was a very serious tone to where we sit at the trade deadline. And remember, Tim said they had this conversation the night before the deal went down. Deal went down Wednesday evening, so they recorded this on Tuesday. And I'm going to take from that Steph was like, we're doing this. We're in go-for-it mode. So in hearing that, I am going to say a couple things about Jimmy Butler. First of all, because I had all kinds of skepticism about the deal last week, I still do.
You had skepticism at halftime on Saturday.
Oh, my God. I'm at a pit in my stomach. I'm like, good Lord, you guys suck even worse than you did before.
Right.
Then the second half happens. They look great. And it was fun, right? Like, it was fun. There is a presence that Jimmy brings to the floor that Andrew does not. I absolutely can acknowledge that. But beyond that, if you're telling me that Steph Curry is like, look.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 40% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale Last Chance right now and save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I get it. There might be some risk here, but we've got to hit the go button. I do think you got to run whatever our thoughts are about the deal, the contract, the trade, whatever they may be, run it through that prism. Steph has that kind of say, that kind of presence. And if he's telling you, look, we can't get Kevin, but like, yo, it's go time. So I'm ready to take a risk. And this is. It is. It is a risk, but that makes sense to me. It to me, it colors it a little bit further that if Steph is feeling that urgent, then yeah. And that's not from like, oh, you owe him everything, do whatever he says. But like, yeah, that's Steph Curry. And if that's the urgency he's feeling, then I get the big swing. I get it.
Yeah. And honestly, if Steph has 2.5 more years, and he does, unless he gets an extension, and Draymond's got the same, and you look at this team and what you're going to try to do over the next 2.5 years, and we all have talked forever about maximize the Steph Curry window. If Steph comes to you and says, yeah, Jimmy Butler is a guy who would help me maximize the window. So now you've got a real number two scorer. You've got a real number one or number two defender alongside Draymond Green. And you got a bunch of pups. And if you can get Pods to continue to improve, if Kuminga comes back and takes that next step that it seemed like he was going to take, and then you surround all the rest of them with Moody and Quentin and Gee and Buddy and all these other pieces, you could probably be a competitive team, bottom end of the playoff picture. And like you said, just give Steph a swing in April.
I also, you know, Tim just sort of like, he says that the Warrior organization is telling him that there's still plenty of flexibility, which I really don't, I didn't see, unless they're willing to spend a hell of a lot more money than I thought they were willing to spend. You know, they've reset the whole thing. by being under the second apron this year. I don't really know exactly what that means for, right, dollar for dollar, dollar for $12, whatever you're going to do next. But he struck a chord of the Warriors feel like they've still got a ton of flexibility, whether that means trade chips like Jonathan Kuminga and a lot of first-round draft capital that they still have, whether he means that, or whether he means that some of those expiring contracts are going to mean the Warriors are a bigger player on the free agent market than maybe we thought. To be honest with you, if that's true, it kind of changes how I view the deal, because that's the part of the deal I didn't like. I felt, and I'm no cap expert,
right,
but based on people I've talked to, I felt like that deal that you made, it's like, dude, you get one big swing and that's it. And now you're locked. You got Butler, you got Draymond, you got Steph, and you're going to sign Jonathan. Poof, there's your money. That's where, and so it felt like you're kind of now, you're in jail as far as maneuverability. If I'm wrong on that, then I see the deal through a different set of eyes.
And a lot of it depends on what you sign Kuminga for. If, in fact, you end up keeping him, GP2 is making 9 this year and Kevon's making 8. Do both come back for less, or do both not come back at all? Those are things. And,
sure,
you know, Moses Moody is on the hook for, his contract actually starts next year, and it's 39,
about, right?
Yeah, 39. Yeah. So would a team maybe want Moses Moody at that price?
He's movable.
He's movable.
A movable piece.
And Kuminga's a sign-and-trade candidate, and there's a lot of other things that you could do in terms of maneuverability. And honestly, Buddy Hield's only making 9.2 and 9.7 the next 2 years, so he's actually movable as well. These are all smaller numbers, but you do have the ability to go back up into the second apron one time and not incur a dramatic penalty. Because this year you stayed out of that, it allows you to next year kind of go hog wild if you feel like, you know, you might be one player away.
Listen, I'll give that Saturday night game this, because a lot of people, and I saw, you know, I,
which after, game, first half or second half?
Exactly. Well, that's the point. Like, I get a lot of people, oh, how you like the Butler trade now, you big pile of junk. Well, okay, so you played two good quarters. You played two disgusting quarters.
Yeah.
And then you played two good quarters. And that's great. You won the game. You're going to get credit for that. Here's what I would say. Here's my number one Jimmy Butler takeaway. You made me more excited to see these next three games. That's it. That's it at this moment. All you did was you beat a bad Bulls team with a good half, an epic half.
Epic.
And now you've got three games in 4 nights leading into the All-Star break. I think they're very important games. You better win 2 of them. They're all on the road against quality opponents who are hurting, though. And so, okay, let's take a look. You take 2 of these. Hell, if you take all 3, now you're starting to cook with gas a little bit. But that to me, it's kind of like, it's almost like a game of dominoes or whatever. Like, now, okay, now we'll go to the next round and see what they do tonight. Giannis is not there. You're favored. Go do it again. Go win again. Go be consistent Jimmy Butler every night. And then maybe you start to maybe you start to win some of those skeptics over.
Yeah, stack wins, which is what I heard this morning. Those guys on the roast were talking about. It's time to go out there and stack wins. Milwaukee is a little bit hampered. Go out there and get a game that you should win. And I'm always reluctant to talk about should wins. And I'm thinking about your 10 game look ahead prediction where you wound up 5-5. And you know, most of your predictions I thought were good, but they won a couple you didn't expect. They lost a couple that you did expect, and that's what this team has been all year, which is why they're 26-26.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Head to Safeway this week for these amazing digital deals for members. Signature Farms chicken, split breasts, drumsticks, or thighs, buy one, get one free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. Or a wheat variety bread, 24-ounce selected varieties, buy one, get one for free of equal or lesser value when you buy two. And Progresso soup, 18 to 19-ounce selected varieties, buy two, get three free of equal or lesser value when you buy five. Visit Safeway.com for more details. See you in the aisles.